Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tomorrow, more than 6,000 runners will take part in the Boston Athletic Association 10K. It's the first race staged by the BAA since the Boston Marathon bombings on April 15th. WBUR's Alex Ashlock spoke with the association's executive director, Tom Grilk, about the significance of the event.
It will surely get some attention because it's the first BAA event, but if I could pick a headline for it, it would be Boston back to business as usual. We conduct events in Boston, we the BAA and we a great many other people, and we will continue to do that, fueled by the strength that we saw on April 15th.
I know there's going to be something special after the race, and I'm going to ask you about that in a minute, but before the race on Sunday, anything to remember April 15th or just remind people that obviously it happened?
We will speak of it. There will be an opportunity for a moment of reflection. There will be a pretty broad display of American flags for people. The Boston Marathon and BAA events are first and foremost about athletic excellence and competition, but inevitably the Boston Marathon and the BAA are also about history. And so we have always paid a nod to our respective history. That history was altered by what happened on April 15th, but not completely changed. It's not now the only element of history for us, but it is certainly one that we will recognize and reflect on Sunday.
On Sunday after the race, the winner of the men's marathon in April, Lalissa Disiza of Ethiopia, will be giving his winner's medal to the city of Boston as a sign of his support for the city after what happened. What's the significance of that in your mind?
And the significance of it goes well beyond the medal, which is a tangible object. What appears to be going on with him is he wants to show the same sort of respect and resilience as others, to show that nobody gives in to this sort of thing. And certainly the most significant thing for him that day, before any bomb was set off, and the most significant thing for him as an athlete, was winning the Boston Marathon. That's sort of intangible. You can't contribute the feeling that generated a sense of achievement beyond almost any other in the sport. But what he can do is give the physical embodiment, the tangible symbol of that achievement back, to show that his emotions are very strongly with everybody involved, with victims, with everybody who was affected by it, all the residents who want to show that this is not the end for them, it's the beginning of something.
Again, you said business as usual, but I just can't imagine that there isn't going to be something maybe going through your mind when you get this race underway on Sunday that will be different than all the other races you've been involved in, either as a runner or as a BAA official.
The experiences of April 15th will be very much on my mind and those of everyone else, but they will be there as part of the determination to assure that things go on as they always have. There'll be some more care, some more concern in certain areas. There'll be some emotions not normally there and that may not be there again. But the fact of running and racing in Boston is and should be a normal part of the fabric of our life here, and we want to make sure that remains true.
That's Tom Grilk, Executive Director of the Boston Athletic Association, speaking with WBUR's Alex Ashlock. The BAA 10K begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The race starts and finishes on Charles Street between the Public Garden and Boston Common. This is 90.9 WBUR.